is I ask myself, if I were on my deathbed, would this be important to me?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to day 8 of the Novena to the Holy Spirit, where we are discussing the gift of wisdom, the last gift on the list. So thank you for hanging in there up to day 8. You should get a prize because you're still with us. Thank you. Now, gift of wisdom.
The gift of wisdom, the reason why it's the last one is because it's the gift that embodies all the gifts. It's kind of like the highest of the gifts. And I think it's really beautiful. And I even think, like, you know, there's those readings from the Book of Wisdom. They're always so beautiful. And I feel like, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could be a person propelled by wisdom?
Yes.
It would be so wonderful.
So let's talk about what is not wisdom first before we talk about what is wisdom. So the gift of wisdom is not having a high IQ. Mm-hmm. The gift of wisdom is not having this great intellectual ability, although one might have it. Wisdom doesn't come as the gift of the Holy Spirit, does not come from study. So that's worldly wisdom, and worldly wisdom is fine, but that is not what we're talking about. The gift of the wisdom is also, it doesn't come with age, because, you know, sometimes that comes alone. The gift of wisdom is a gift of the Holy Spirit, and it comes from God. So it rises above worldly wisdom, and I don't know about you, but I think the world could use a lot of wisdom right now, because what we do have is a lot of trivia, a lot of knowledge running out there. Like, if I go, hey, Siri, and ask her a question, Siri, are you wise?
I don't have an answer for that. Is there something else I can help with?
No. You see, she doesn't know everything. She's a machine. The gift of wisdom comes from God. So what does it do? It puts everything in right order. It sees God as the cause. It sees of everything, and it sees the world that we've been placed in to love and honor Him, and that we're going back to Him. And it puts everything else in its proper place with this in mind. Mm-hmm. So did you want to continue on?
Yeah, I had a little bit of a story. I wanted to share a bit about the life of Mother Teresa, simply because the gift of wisdom helps us to relish in things that are holy and sacred, the divine. And, you know, I think when we think of our early journey with God, often we need a lot of consolations and things to help us continue to move forward. But then sometimes the Lord allows us to go into kind of a time of desolation, or, you know, sometimes people will call it the dark night of the soul, where we don't feel those same consolations, but yet our faith is still unwavering. And like Mother Teresa, she went through that. And though she went through those hard times, she didn't abandon ship. She didn't leave her order. She didn't, you know, change religions. She remained steadfast and firm in what she knew was true. And I think the gift of wisdom helps us through those hard times.
St. Thomas Aquinas says that all of us are given the gift of wisdom, but we're not all given the gift of wisdom to the same degree. He says that his observation is that everyone is given enough gift of wisdom to obtain eternal life. But then there's some who are given extra wisdom. I'm not using exactly his language, but, you know, a little bit more deeper flowing of this gift. And it is so to help the body of Christ, to offer wisdom to the world. So we all have the gift of wisdom. And so if you're sitting there thinking, well, this gift doesn't apply to me because I don't feel very smart, it's not about feeling smart. This gift perfects also the virtues, because it leads us to a conclusion of how we should live, which then needs the virtues. This gift also kind of overflows, as you sort of mentioned, into the other gifts. For example, fear of the Lord. That's also wise. The gift of piety. That's also part of wisdom. So it rises and kind of welcomes and pulls all of those and holds them all together.
Another thing that wisdom does help us to do is it helps us to have a displeasure of things of this world and to love things of God. And I think for myself, one little litmus test that I often do when I'm starting to find there's a bit of a struggle is I ask myself, if I were on my deathbed, would this be important to me? And actually, just the other day at our supper table, our kids are fighting about something. I can't remember what it was, if it was the color of the plate that they got, or somebody got to choose something when the other one didn't get to choose something. I don't know. But I remember saying to them, when you die, is this going to be important? I don't know how they really responded to that.
Don't know if they did respond to that, but I found it amusing. But it's true.
So I feel like the gift of wisdom helps us to see clearly, is something really worth our energy and getting so wrapped up in? And if it's a worldly thing, no, it's not.
Think about all the bickering and that goes on online. How much of this online back and forth is actually really worth our time? The way that we spend our time reading blog posts or spending time on Netflix or some of these things, okay, leisure is okay, but some of these things that capture our heart, capture our emotions, our imagination, they're just not feeding us. They're not helping us. In the end, it doesn't help our sanctification. And so wisdom tells us, okay, we got to let that go, because in the end, all roads lead to the same place, the judgment of God. And in the end, it's either up or down, heaven or hell, God for all eternity or without God for all eternity. This is what wisdom teaches us, and this is what wisdom says regarding how to make decisions, keeping that end in mind. So let's pray for the final gift of the Holy Spirit, wisdom.
Day 8. Come, O Spirit of wisdom, and reveal to my soul the mysteries of heavenly things, their exceeding greatness, power, and beauty. Teach me to love them above and beyond all the passing joys and satisfactions of earth. Help me to attain them and possess them forever. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Act of consecration to the Holy Spirit. On my knees before the great multitude of heavenly witnesses, I offer myself, soul and body, to you, eternal Spirit of God. I adore the brightness of your purity, the unerring keenness of your justice, and the might of your love. You are the strength and light of my soul. In you I live and move and am. I desire never to grieve you by unfaithfulness to grace, and I pray with all my heart to be kept from the smallest sin against you. Mercifully guard my every thought, and grant that I may always watch for your light, and listen to your voice, and follow your gracious inspirations.
I cling to you and give myself to you, and ask you, by your compassion, to watch over me in my weakness. Holding the pierced feet of Jesus and looking at his 5 wounds, and trusting in his precious blood and adoring his open side and stricken heart, I implore you, adorable Spirit, helper of my infirmity, to keep me in your grace, that I may never sin against you. Give me grace, O Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Father and the Son, to say to you always and everywhere, Speak, Lord, for your servant heareth. Amen. Prayer for the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit. O Lord Jesus Christ, who before ascending into heaven did promise to send the Holy Spirit to finish your work in the souls of your apostles and disciples, deign to grant the same Holy Spirit to me, that he may perfect in my soul the work of your grace and your love. Grant me the spirit of wisdom, that I may despise the perishable things of this world and aspire only after the things that are eternal. The spirit of understanding, to enlighten my mind with the light of your divine truth. The spirit of counsel, that I may ever choose the surest way of pleasing God and gaining heaven. The spirit of fortitude, that I may bear my cross with you, and that I may overcome with courage all the obstacles that oppose my salvation. The spirit of knowledge, that I may know God and know myself, and grow perfect in the science of the saints. The spirit of piety, that I may find the service of God sweet and amiable. And the spirit of fear, that I may be filled with a loving reverence towards God, and may dread in any way to displease him. Mark me, dear Lord, with the sign of your true disciples, and animate me in all things with your spirit. Amen.